This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Gaza City at daybreak today, amid the ongoing conflict between Hamas and Israel. Competing with the dazzling sunrise, the sound of explosions and flashes of devastating light, piercing what otherwise might have been a peaceful, beautiful morning. Israel has carried out a wave of airstrikes on what it said were militant targets in the Gaza Strip, leveling a six-story building in downtown Gaza City. Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets into Israel from the militant Hamas-ruled territory early Tuesday. The fourth war between the two sides, now in its second week, erupted after weeks of clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police in Jerusalem. Palestinians in Israel, the occupied West Bank and annexed East Jerusalem, observed a general strike on Tuesday to protest Israel's policies. U.S. President Joe Biden is expressing support for a ceasefire in the week-long war between Israel and Hamas militants. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this.
The Biden administration had been signaling it would not pressure the two sides into a ceasefire, with spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying the focus is on working with partners in the region to reduce the violence.
Through quiet, intensive diplomacy.
But in a later call with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House says the president expressed support for a ceasefire. Fellow Democrats have been pushing him to demand one. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell calls that nonsense, saying it suggests both sides carry equal blame.
I completely reject this obscene moral equivalent.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This